Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. You know, life can feel a lot like that one friend who always brings drama wherever they go. You try to keep things chill, but suddenly you're caught in the whirlwind of negativity. It happens to the best of us, right? But what if I told you there's a way to ditch that drama and create more space for peace? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Letting go of negativity and reclaiming your emotional energy. Think about it. How much time do we spend dwelling on the bad stuff? That missed deadline, that awkward encounter, or maybe even just that annoying traffic jam. We replay those moments over and over in our heads, feeding the negativity monster inside. But here's the thing. Clinging to negativity doesn't solve anything. It's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline, it only makes things worse. So how do we break free from this cycle? Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional game. First, awareness is everything. You got to know what triggers your negativity. Is it social media? Certain people? Maybe it's a thought pattern that pops up whenever you face a challenge. Once you identify those triggers, you can start to manage them more effectively. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't walk into a room full of spiders without knowing where they are, right? You need to be aware of the negativity before you can safely navigate around it. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. They often masquerade as facts, but deep down, they're just opinions dressed up in fancy language. Ever heard that voice in your head saying, "I'm not good enough"? Well, let me tell you, that voice is a total liar. Replace those negative self-talk scripts with positive affirmations. Instead of "I can't do this," try "I'm going to give it my best shot." You'd be surprised how much power those words have. Practice gratitude. Seriously, make time each day to appreciate the good stuff, a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or even just a funny meme that made you laugh. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps you see the bigger picture. Remember, happiness isn't about chasing after every good thing, it's about savoring what you already have. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Spending time with people who uplift you and make you feel good can be incredibly powerful in combating negativity. Share your struggles, celebrate each other's wins, and remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all need a tribe of supportive souls to help us navigate the ups and downs. Finally, take care of yourself. This one seems obvious, but it's often the most overlooked. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, and moving your body regularly. When your physical well-being is in check, it's easier to manage stress and negativity. Think of it like this. A healthy body supports a healthy mind. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly complaining about her job, her traffic woes, and basically everything in between. Every conversation turns into a litany of grievances, leaving everyone feeling drained and exhausted. Now imagine Sarah decides to try out these tips. She starts journaling her negative thoughts, actively challenging them with positive affirmations. She makes a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in her life, a supportive friend, a sunny day, a delicious meal. She also prioritizes self-care. She goes for walks in nature, meditates daily, and eats nourishing food. The result? Sarah becomes more resilient, less reactive, and ultimately happier. She still faces challenges, of course, but instead of letting negativity consume her, she navigates them with grace and positivity. So there you have it, folks. Letting go of negativity is a journey, not a destination. It takes conscious effort and consistent practice, but the rewards are well worth it. You'll feel lighter, more energized, and ultimately happier, trust me on this one. Remember, you have the power to choose your emotional state. Embrace positivity, cultivate gratitude, and watch as your life transforms. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of positivity. Until next time, keep striving for balance and stay stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.